Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Dave Lewis, CEO of Cobalt Coal Corporation. The company trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is CBT. And Cobalt Coal Corp is a metallurgical coal acquisition and production company. Thanks for joining us today, Dave.
Well, thank you very much for having us today, Juan. Appreciate it very much.
Great. So the company just went public a few months ago, correct?
A couple of weeks ago, Juan. Yeah, we just completed the public takeover.
Well, great. And so looking at that, you recently added a coal asset in Kentucky.
Right. We recently, we had an option to acquire some properties in Kentucky, and we've just gone ahead and exercised that option a couple of days ago, and that's what the report went out on.
Well, great. So, yeah, bring us up to speed on that, and also some of your key projects.
Sure, happy to. What, as Juan mentioned, of course, what Cobalt is? It's we're a metallurgical coal company specializing in the Appalachian area of the United States. The project we've recently picked up is from a group called Fox Development. It's a metallurgical coal deposit. It's got some drill bits have gone into it, intersected the zone. A lot of outcrops on the property. So what we're doing now, we're just going to go ahead. We've done the work on it. We're going to exercise our option, and then we're in the process of permitting it, and hopefully we'll get it on stream next year. The company, what the company does, Cobalt Coal Corp, is we're specializing in metallurgical coal. And what we're doing, we're picking up projects in the Appalachian region with reserves that have been we know are there. The project we've got right now, the company does own a coal mine in West Virginia called the Westchester Metallurgical Coal Mine. Same thing, it was a coal mine or a mine that had been produced in the old days of the area, and there was drill bits into it. And what's really happened is these smaller reserves, the thinner zones, are now quite economic due to the increase in coal prices. So what we're doing is just going around buying what we see as develop properties that have been proven, and then we're just going to put them on stream and produce the cash flow. What our the company does is really we have a twofold business plan. One is to acquire existing deposits of high-grade metallurgical coal and then develop these coals in the near term to produce near-term cash flow. That's our mandate. So the Fox Development is just a continuation of that business plan in that the project, the coal is there. It's been intersected at three different core bits in the Fox Development situation, and 11 outcrops or in situ, testing for the thicknesses. So, and then it's just a matter of now we've got that. Now we're going to permit it. Take about probably around a year, and then we're going to get the thing on stream. The company's mandate is to pick up these projects, get them on stream as quickly as possible, but also inventory projects. Spend the year, put the permit together, and then at the end of the year or 18 months, we'll have three or four projects that we can then bring on quickly as the coal price increases. So that's really our the company's mandate.
Good. And so, yeah, talk about some of those trends right now and how well-positioned the company is or will become to capitalize on some of the trends.
The trends are definitely moving our way. I say we are focused specifically on metallurgical coal. And recently, the prices have gone up, more than 50%. We were looking at $125 coal. Now it's $160 plus. Now it's FOB, Norfolk. You got to be a little careful where you take your numbers. But the trend is definitely going up. We're seeing more steel mills come on. As the world pulls out of recovery, there's more and more demand for the metallurgical coal. There's a shortage of it right now. There always was. And we're very confident the market's going to continue to go up. And so we'll be there owning, these permitted projects that can be brought on very cheaply. And then we'll get the cash flow going. But we're definitely seeing the demand go up. We're getting a lot of calls for the product. And as a matter of fact, in our coal mine that in West Virginia, we had to shut down last year because the prices got so low. It looks like we're getting very, very close to maybe putting that thing back on because of the increase in the world price for the metallurgical product.
Certainly. And so what makes Cobalt unique from some of the other key players in your sector?
We think we're unique due to our business model is focusing on near-term cash flow. We don't like to eat into our capital base. We want to create some cash flow that we can work on and then expand the company that way. A little bit different from some of our competitors. You know, I'm not saying it's different philosophies. Going in, get a very large project, you know, 100 million tons, and then you know, raise the lot of money to put it on stream. We're going a little bit the other way. We've got a number of projects that are a little bit smaller, but they're a lot cheaper to be brought on. Because we're, for instance, at the Westchester mine, we're going in on grade. So really the cost to put that mine on is very negligible compared to some of the other guys. So we're going to try and produce cash flow in the near term as well as develop the upside, but we're going to do it with in-house cash flow. So that's where we see as just a little bit different. We also are in the market. We've been established since 07. So we've got a lot of leads, a lot of good contacts, and we're actively working on other projects. We have quite a large pipeline of existing assets, you know, reserves that we can get and put on very quickly. So that's where we see a little bit different from us. That's what differentiates us, we think.
So yeah, you're not putting all your eggs in one basket, so to speak. And so what, as far as the company work, the way that the company works within the sector, are alliances and joint ventures an important part of your business model?
Yes and no. The Westchester mine is based on the joint venture model. The Fox acquisition is 100% ours. But you know, as we get into bigger projects, for instance, we're talking to a group now, but a larger joint venture. So, yeah, we would look at anything. I guess it makes sense. But we really like the Fox and some of the other projects we're looking at because they are 100%, and we can pick them up and then and do what we want with them.
Yeah, that's a key point. And perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Dave, as well as that of some of the key management team over at Cobalt Coal.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I've been in the business over, when I say the business, the energy business, over 30 years. I've started, ran, and sold a number of public companies in the energy business, both oil and gas, which I've got a lot of background in. I was vice president of an oil and gas company, a TSE listed oil and gas company. A lot of background there with mineral acquisitions. I was a landman, which is the guy who gets out there and acquires the minerals. So I've been doing that. I've got a great background in that. So that I'm applying that background to the coal acquisition that we're doing now. A lot of business and then a lot of background in the power business. I've started a couple of other power companies, public companies. So I've got, as I say, a lot of background managing, operating, and successfully selling the companies out. The last company in the power business that was that did well, we started with about a $200,000 market cap. It was a similar situation as Cobalt. It was a CPC, and when we sold it, it was in $110 million market cap range. So we have experience doing this. The group we're with definitely has a lot of experience. Our CFO, Bob Gillies, has a lot of varied background in the junior resource area. He's got a lot of good information for us. Our vice president of operations, Nick Coleman's got background, heavy background in the entrepreneurial side of the power industry also. And our in-house engineer, a guy named Kevin Houston, who runs the Westchester Coal regional office, is a 16-year professional engineer miner, and he's got a lot of experience in the Appalachian region. So we've got a very, very good team. We've got a very good finance team backed up by a very, very good operations team.
Great. And what are some of the specific milestones here looking over the next 12 months that the company hopes to accomplish?
Well, we hope to definitely get our mine back on, the Westchester Coal Mine. We own that mine. We had it producing, as I mentioned, late 08 and first quarter 09, and then the market fell apart. So that mine is already, it was producing. We're all ready to bring it back on production, so that's definitely a milestone we want to accomplish. There's some offsetting lands in the Westchester coal in the area. We want to pick those leases up, and that's looking fairly strong. So those are two of the main things we want to get done in the next little while, is get our mine on and pick up that offset. And also, we will be starting to permit the Fox Development play, so we can get it under production. And we'll also, hopefully, we'll be acquiring and executing on a number of other reserves that we want to put into the inventory. What we're looking at also is, of course, we think this is a tremendous inflation hedge, because we're mini China. We're buying actually into commodities. So that's really our plan. So those are some of the main milestones we want to get done in the next little while.
Good. And so I know you just went public a few weeks ago, and so this might be a tough question to gauge, but do you think that your story is your investment story and company message is completely understood by the and appreciated by the financial community?
I don't think yet. Where I'm seeing the real advantage to our company, the real unique thing we're doing, is we're buying reserves extremely cheaply, and then we're for instance, the Westchester mine, we got it very cheaply. We put our engineer on it. We have produced a 43-101, which gave us a $7 million value for a property that only cost us a few hundred thousand to buy. The point being, these are reserves that are there. If we can get an engineer in there and give us reserves, then what we're doing is putting proven reserves on the books at a very, very low cost. So as the community sees what we're doing, and then the fact that we can then take these reserves and turn them into cash flow quite quickly, I think we're going to have a very, very high beta multiplier on our stock when people see exactly what we're doing. As we pick up these reserves, and even if you see if we've got a few, 3 or 4 or 5 million tons, and if you make the price goes up $10 a ton, it's a big, big multiplier. That's what we're doing. I think the community sees what we're doing, we're definitely getting more and more support for what we're doing.
Definitely. And once again, joining us today is Dave Lewis, CEO of Cobalt Coal Corporation, which now is public and trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is CBT, and is currently trading at 13 cents a share. So before we conclude, Dave, just to kind of rehash everything, go over some of the reasons why investors should consider Cobalt as a good long-term investment opportunity in coal.
Oh, certainly. I'm happy to. There's a number of reasons. We're chasing drill-proven coal deposits. They're available at a very, very low cost. These coal deposits can be put on near-term cash flow, very low capital costs. We have a proven management. We own and operate a coal mine now. The company, we have a very high management position. The company's owned in excess of 60% by management, very close alignment with shareholder interests. So we want this thing to work. I always say the old joke, my mother's involved, so I have to make the thing successful. We have immediate opportunities to in the pipeline to provide a rapid corporate growth. The demand for the coal is rising. The development economies are continuing to really increase the demand for the steel. Europe's coming on. We're starting to see domestic prices increase in the States. That's really going to be a kicker for us. We see the Obama's Buy American, Cash for Clunkers, and all the various stimulus plans very, very beneficial to Cobalt. Again, we're in a commodity. We're an inflation hedge company. We're a direct commodity investment. So for all those reasons, and of course we're quite aggressive, we see our company as really uniquely positioned for success.
Great. Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress and report on some of your upcoming results. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today and to update our investors, Dave.
Well, thank you, Juan. I appreciate the opportunity very much.
Anytime.